915-9636.
Please. Damn, it's my contribution.
Thank you very much. That last song was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Paper Mache Dream Balloon. And now we're listening to Oliver Wakeman's Longing. And George,
yeah.
Can you help me with the PSA?
Yes, I don't know how.
I'm gonna try and say it, and I want you to try and say it along with me, okay?
It's gonna be terrible. Okay.
If you have a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. In fact, right now, I'm pretty sure that Zuckerberg is watching. One of my housemates believes that Zuckerberg watches him personally.
Which housemate?
Nico.
Nice.
Of course. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I am joined by the lovely Groovy Georgia.
That's me.
That's you. Yeah. It couldn't be me.
Maybe you're just a really talented ventriloquist.
Well, that's a long way to throw your voice.
Imagine this whole time. What?
That's a long way to throw your voice.
No, but like, imagine if I didn't exist. Like, and you were just pretending like you had this girlfriend from New Zealand, and then you'd like do her voice.
I'm just
gonna stop talking now.
And I stick my hand right up your.
No.
Control your mouth. little no. Muppet. There's this. There's this creepy Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Oh, yeah, he's on a wall. On the wall. It's a sticker of Humpty Dumpty on the wall. May it never fall. Until it gets painted over inevitably.
Oh.
WMFO has a policy where you're allowed to write on any of the walls, and oh boy, have they. Well, it is officially the 9 o'clock hour. And that means that it is time for new music. I have been neglecting the WMFO Music Department Hour. And, oh, that's cute, George. Yeah.
I was pulling a face. Sorry,
yeah,
girl.
A face made for radio. she was using, like, a pen to push her nose up. And it was quite, cute for like it was like you know, as far as like noses go, it was very cute if it were like, you know, on a pig. It was a good pig nose, that is. Let's see, what is in my email box today? If it ever loads. LSD opens up a trouble bag for immigration justice. That's, okay, let's see. LSD, short for Love Strangers Duo, the truncated lineup of Twangly Garage Quintet Love Strangers, is proud to share debut single Trouble Bag in an effort to drum up donations for the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Service. The Boston-based duo's track features drums by Mystic Braves player and Lollipop Records honcho Ignacio Gonzalez, and was recorded by Boston expat Ian Dorr in Los Angeles. The first lines of the chorus, "Got my trouble bag and I'm headed for the border," was inspired by a throwaway line on a later episode of King of the Hill. But in 2019, one can't help but think of overcrowded detention centers, desperate families, and caged children in search of a better life. All proceeds from downloads of the single will be donated to the Refugee and Immigration Center for Education and Legal Service, I believe. There's an acronym, and I think it lines up. To help separated families, detained families, unaccompanied minors, and others who are seeking asylum in the U.S. Donate directly at RAICETexas.org. That's RAICETexas.org. Now let's see how the music sounds. Let's check it out from LSD, the Love Strangers duo. Trouble Bag. Any moment now. Oh, I love that little spinny ball. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
hello all. I am on air, and Georgia's on air. Yeah?
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've figured out this board. I have mastered it. I've been doing all kinds of clever things to it. Like, when I turn the music back up for you guys, it also turns up for me. But I still want to hear the music. Well, not on this show. On this show, I don't. For those of you who might have just tuned in, I am currently FaceTiming Georgia, Groovy Georgia, my e-co-host, e-coli, e-co-host.
No. No.
And she's not a bacteria, but she is in New Zealand. So it's been very tricky because she's going through the boards that you guys can hear her, but I also want to be able to hear her without unplugging everything and plugging it back in. So what I figured out is that I can run a second program, like I'm doing a second radio show from the same board or doing like whatever. And then like the music was too loud. So I was like, oh, I'll just have that aux go into another input. And then from that input, I'll just make it lower, and then I'll put that one on the... Yeah, it's been a whole finagle. I finagled it. It's been a hassle, but worth it. So this next song comes from Poland, and their name is Kotard, and they are described as a Polish depressive rock band. And that's a genre I am not familiar with. I've heard of emo, but depressive rock. What could it mean, George?
Rock that makes you feel depressed.
See, I like that. Is that the kind of... Oh, I know. I just... But they're from... Where were they from? No, they're from Poland? No, never mind. When I went to Prague for the first time, I made sure to take a rock home so I could have my very own Prague rock.
Oh my god. How did I not know this? That is the most max thing I've ever heard.
And like going into 10th grade. Wow. Yeah. Pre-beard. Summer before the beard. Yeah.
I like that that's like a landmark in your life.
It is.
Like, before the beard and after the beard.
Yeah. I'd say that your second to last year of high school is kind of a turning point in a lot of different ways.
Mm.
And I can just be like, oh, yeah, it was the beard. Nothing else. Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, Kotard, and the song is called Apathy. And I'm personally very excited. So, let's hear it. Let's check it out.
All right.
All right. You know, I've got to say, I actually really liked that. I thought that was quite good. Yeah, that was Cotard with Apathy. They sent me a couple more songs, so let's check out, Atrocity. That sounds good. But they sent me two versions of another one. Anastasis. Let's see. What's the order? They sent Apathy first, then Anastasis. And they didn't say anything about Atrocity. Ooh. Let's go with Anastasis. Ooh, I'm excited so far. Hello, hello. Oh, hang on. That's not what I meant to do. Let's do that. Georgie, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello, Groovy George. Groovy Georgia.
That's by me.
This is Mellow Max and Groovy Georgia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Reformer Radio. I wonder what my speed record is for saying that. Anyway, we just had a twofer from Thunder Pussy. That most recent song was Velvet Noose, and before that, Speed Queen. And Thunder Pussy is coming to Cambridge. They're going to be playing at the... Oops, wrong tab. They'll be playing at... Sonia's in Cambridge, August 7th, with support from Hollis Brown. So that's very exciting. I think I'm going to go there. And that last song was them live, and they had a video accompanying it, and it looks like a good time. I've never been to Sonia's either. Haven't heard of it. Very excited. So that should be cool. That is the Wednesday after next Wednesday, the second Wednesday in... The first Wednesday in August, the Wednesday after next, August 7. And before that, we had a twofer from Cotard, Anastasis and Apathy. And then before that, Francis Lung, I Want to Live in My Dreams, and Genya Ravan with Don't Go in the Bathroom, which was R&B / soul, if you say so. I don't agree with that, per se. Georgia told me about a fun game.
Is it appropriate?
If you change it to In My Butt, then yeah.
Okay, so I belong in a club of musical theater enthusiasts, and so someone had a thread going of taking show tunes and then putting In My Butt on the end, and some of these are glorious. I will share some with you.
Yay.
Right now, I think this would work with any song, honestly.
Oh, any song. What about, like, do you have any recommendations?
Well, I'll just read some of these theater.
Wait, wait, let me find
ones.
Hair
in my butt. Let's Hear It for the Boy in My Butt. Footloose in My Butt. I Need a Hero in My Butt. That was my contribution. There Are Worse Things I Could Do in My Butt. Golly. It honestly doesn't take much to make me laugh.
Golly gosh. Any other highlights that you've found?
Max's contribution was really fun. Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better in My Butt. Someone just posted this minute. Horton Hears a Who in My Butt.
Is there a musical?
Yeah, there's a Dr. Seuss musical called Seussical the Musical.
Oh, yeah, no. I've
And it's like a combination of all of them.
I've seen Seussical the Musical.
Look at you, Mr. Cultured, over here.
Oh, yeah, the high school version.
Oh, yeah.
I just got a link to a song. That's exciting. I love when people text me songs. Oh, and there's typing, Try This Boy. Going on air momentarily. Momentarily. Woo! Yeah.
Sorry, I got distracted by more In My Butt posts.
I don't know. Ian texted me a song, and he was like, "You should try this one." I was like, It's going on air momentarily. Whew. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Trust in the life force of the deep mystery. Oh, it's an album, I believe. Trust.
Ooh.
And right now, we're listening to Star Tripper by Breakbot off of a Star Wars Headspace album. I'm not positive. I believe that most, if not all, of the sounds and samples are from Star Wars movies. It's a really, really cool album. All electronic music. I really like it. Some of it's really not great, because every one is made by a different artist. So some of it's kind of like trap music, which I'm not a fan of, and some of it's like bad trap music on top of that.
Hang on.
Hi.
Do you mind putting the chicken just cooling down the dinner? Can you put it in the fridge after?
Yeah, sure, babe.
All
right.
Do you want to listen to George and her flatmate? Do we?
Sorry, everyone. It was my flatmate. Yeah.
It's okay. I turned the volume down a little bit.
Okay.
What's for dinner?
A chicken casserole-y thing, I think.
Ooh, yum.
Mmm.
You know what I'm gonna have for dinner?
What?
Frozen food. I bought at CVS today.
Whoa.
Oh, my stomach's rumbling and grumbling. Goodness gracious.
Rumbling, I say. Just felt like it needed a third one for dramatic effect.
Ian described it as psychedelic jazz with electronic and metal influences.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's quite precise if this is the song I'm thinking of.
What?
Do I know it? Do I know it?
Do you know the comet is coming? In my butt. Wayo! Oh, and this is new music too.
You never hear song titles the same again.
Yeah. Summon the fire.
When you eat too much spicy food.
The blood of the past. Oh, that's an 8-minute long song. Yeah, Birth of Creation. It's a bit shorter and a bit chiller. Let's try it out. The comet is coming. Birth of Creation.
Thank you.
oh my goodness, Ian, that was so cool. Thank you so much. I really quite enjoyed that. That was The Comet Is Coming with Birth of Creation off of their brand new album, Trust in the Life Force of the Deep Mystery. That was described as the chiller song. So, whew, I'm excited to hear more. Very exciting. And it reminded me of another electronic. This one's a bit weirder, a bit trippier, perhaps. This is Boards of Canada off their album Geo Gotti. And seeing how we feel after the first one, we might hear something else by them. Who knows? There's only 10 minutes left. We'll see. This is Mellow Max. Thank you for listening. And we'll be back later with a PSA and some more. Georgia, I had you off. Do you want to say anything?
Not really.
Cool. Here's Geo Gotti. Economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the world's population. Those are some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford. And the first song by Boards of Canada that we heard was The Smallest Weird Number. After that, we had A is to B as B is to C. And right now we are listening to Over the Horizon Radar. And I might play 1969 after this. because I like that one. Thank you for tuning in. This is Mellow Max. You're listening to Highly Recommended here on WMFO in Medford, and I've been joined by Groovy Georgia. You're on air now if you'd like to add anything.
No.
Well, by not adding anything, you have added something anyway, and I thank you for it. This
no
is
no worries, mate.
1969 by Boards of Canada, off their album Geo Gotti. Enjoy and have a good night. I will be back next week. And no, I will not. And the week after that, I can tell you all about how Thunder Pussy was. Good night.
Bye.